And if the sun rises, any indication of how great this weekend is going to be.
Sweet, that eastern sky.
We're in for a beauty. And Joe?
Great, the weather department, I'll tell you.
The great news for IU fans, for North and South fans, is warm evenings and not very cool nights. 70 and 55, your highs and lows tonight. Wipe the slates clean, Joe, so we know we got a perfect forecast. What happens on the north side as the 5A sectional opens for business tonight?
Well, when we last left South junior quarterback Avin Yeske, he and Mates took what was a competitive game in the first half into a rout during a third quarter onslaught. He and had a hand, Gavin did, in four scores, throwing three touchdown passes to three different receivers, as well as a touchdown option run himself, and that was that, and what was a 49-0 win back in September. It's fourth in a row, by the way, these last 2 years over the North Cougs, and, well, he's done nothing but add to another remarkable year. Four touchdowns or 4 yards short of 2,000 yards, 23 total touchdowns, completing 68% of his passes in this current 8-1 season. Same setting tonight, but now it's the postseason. Martin Memorial at 7 o'clock against the Cougs of Scott Bless, whose defense contributed with another tough task they have confronting them tonight. They have a big challenge and a huge task as we enter week number 10 of Friday Night Lights. The Maroon and Gold trying for the 10th week now to win a football game against the state's third-ranked team in Class 5A. South rolled up 554 yards of total offense that September evening, split pretty much down the middle, but that's been the calling card balance this year with that Panther offense. As Coach Scott was telling us earlier in the week, we need to stop the big plays from turning into catastrophic plays like the 90-yard touchdown run from Christian Paycheck and the 58-yard bomb that Yeske threw to Luke Jaeger. It's all or nothing for North tonight, whose offense perked up against Terre Haute South 2 weeks ago with Ben Friel and Wyatt Dalton, who has emerged now as another running back that's done some pretty good things. He did not play at all offensively, just defense back in September. Now he has a touchdown and 344 yards of real estate, and Friel has added some spark running the option. Jordan McCoy is had an outstanding season for the Maroon and Gold, over 500 receiving yards and six touchdowns. The Cougar run defense will get another heavy dose early on from Christian Paycheck. He's just 33 yards shy of 1,200 and 4 points away from 100. The junior running back has scored 16 touchdowns. All about adjustments, really, for the Cougs tonight as they look for the upset in this 53rd annual meeting as Coach Moe's Purple and White embark upon a sectional three-peat this fall, knowing full well what can happen when a team plays four solid quarters like Castle did in the regional, and just like that, the season was over last year for South. That's the good and the bad of the postseason. Win, as Coach Moe was telling me this week, and you're watching video of your next opponent. That's South's aim, not only tonight, but these next 5 weeks. Chalk Talk tonight with both coaches at 6:30. John Callahan joins me for the kick at 7 o'clock. Well, the Laverne Gibson course, the big stage, the girls and boys cross-country state championships tomorrow. The girls race at 1, the 8th-ranked Cougars of Justin Helmer, winning its first semi-state in 9 years, looking to contend Saturday for something much bigger, with Grace Williams trying to add to her sectional, regional, and semi-state individual titles. Samantha Ginther's South Panthers second last week with Todora Galuska and Madison McMullen looking for podium finishes. Meanwhile, junior Drew Warren, sophomore Isaiah Hollers, and also freshman Paul Rustin will try to give the Hall of Fame coach Charlie Worthen a top 20 effort on Saturday. And the best out to Edgewood's Austin Haskett. He's trying to put the cap on an unbelievable sophomore season with a top 10. He's the first male Mustang to run in a state championship in 12 years. The boys will race at 1:45 tomorrow afternoon. Well, don't forget, in Indiana Sports Talk tonight after our North-South game as everyone gets going now with semifinal Friday in this, the 44th annual State High School Football Tournament. Our coverage again begins tonight on the airwaves, Chalk Talk with Mo Moriarty and Scott Bless at 6:30.
And then we'll turn on the Cubbies tonight. Oh, boy, the World Series is back. A couple of teams haven't won in a long time.
Wow.
Game three in Chicago tonight. We'll see what their weather is.
Got a couple of grand. You can go up and maybe get a ticket. Or if you got Chuck, you got 13,000. You can get a box seat.
That's it.
Oh, man, Joe. The prices are just out of control.
Well, when, demand is
bars,
three generations.
You know, you can go in and get all the pizza and beer and wings you want, but that's the good news. The bad news, you got to pay about $250 to get into some of the bars
in the door. Cubby Bear and all those places.
Do the viewing party.
Oh, my.
I can eat some pizza, I can eat some wings, and I can surely drink some beer, but for $250, I'm not sure I'm even that good.
You know, Joe, maybe we should call our good friend Ed Warm, the
former IU football
manager, and just see if we can get in Joe's.
Yeah.
That'll be hopping tonight.
Oh, it will be. No question.
Yeah, we'll just ask Ed to drag a TV up to the roof, because that'll probably be the only spots he's got available.
No doubt.
In all that. Game 3, 8 o'clock, Fox, tonight. Tomorrow and Sunday, off on Monday, game 6 and 7 in Cleveland Tuesday and Wednesday if necessary. But the big story coming out of the news of the series yesterday on a day off was Kyle Schwarber is not medically cleared to play the field. He will not play in the outfield in any of those games in Chicago. Why? Well, there's no designated hitter in the National League Park, for those of you who don't perhaps understand baseball. So Schwarber has not been cleared to cut and explode and do all that stuff. As that's the doctor's orders. That's not Theo. That's not Joe Madden. That's not anybody except the doctors, and they're not gonna hurry him back.
Well, and the good thing is you've got a Kyle Schwarber that understands what that means,
and he understands the 360 days of rehab he just went through as well. On that, Pacers are in action tonight. They're in Brooklyn to take on the Nets. Then in Chicago tomorrow night to take on the Bulls. So a busy night. Miles Turner had 30-16 on his season debut Wednesday night. He's 20. We'll enjoy that for sure. What else are we missing? Jacksonville, Tennessee on the airwaves last night. Jacksonville was terrible. Tennessee wins 36-22. Colts in action noon on Sunday.
Yep, Kansas City.
Chiefs come to town. Triple header on WGCL starts at 9 a.m. We'll get caught up with the Hoosiers at 8:45, Joe. It's not a must win, but we're getting close. This is number 8. We got
time to fly the victory flag, boys.
Mm-hmm. Somebody's gonna have to iron
raise
the wrinkles
the
out of that and get that thing up in the air.
Absolutely.
We'll do that coming back at 8:45.
That sounds like a plan. There's the sunrise. It's light.
Oh, it is.
It's beautiful.
Very lovely.
And you won't be cold in that press box tomorrow, my friend. 80 degrees tomorrow afternoon.
Yep, looking forward to it. I've got a good feel for this.
Good. Hoosiers need to get it back on track, and that's definitely possible. All right, we'll get caught up at 8:45. Joel Smith, 7:45, 8:45, Big Show Fridays. There's Julie Warren.
Good morning.
Visit Bloomington.com, right?
Yep. You got it.
Thanks to PPS Panama's Property Service, your indoor air quality specialist. Call PPS Panama's Property Service today for your free estimate and video inspection of your air duct system. There you go. It is Friday morning, just after 8:45, and we bring in Joe Smith. Smitty, good morning. How are you?
How are we doing? Miss Maui, welcome back.
Miss Maui.
Yes, thank you. I like that, too.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm ready to change
it. Rent a Jeep and go on the road to Hana?
We did do the road to Hana. We didn't get a Jeep. They were very, very expensive. But we did have – actually, my husband was a little disappointed with our car rental choice. It was just like a Dodge, SUV of some sort.
I had windows that rolled down.
That's right. We were fine. It was beautiful.
Didn't break down.
Everything was
fine.
There you go. You got to keep it. Keep it simple in that.
That's right.
Joe, it feels like Maui's weather this weekend.
Well, it certainly does.
We're close to it. 80 degrees tomorrow. We've got a busy weekend of home activities for the Hoosiers. Busy championship weekend for the Hoosiers. But we're going to kick it off right here in Bloomington. The football team, Joe, has had a tough run with number 2 Ohio State. At the time, number 10 Nebraska and a Northwestern team who had put together some of its best results. Well, home is where the heart is, and hopefully the Turtles don't like hot weather. And 3:30 tomorrow on ESPNU, time to right the ship in Hoosier football land.
Well, you know, a familiar phrase tossed around Indiana football camp this week, rather than must, we have, well, heard the phrase sense of urgency. Well, use one, the other, or both. Let's try this one out on Friday ahead of Saturday. Win. Hoosiers in Maryland in an East Division battle at 3:30 on ESPNU tomorrow afternoon at The Rock. I'm certainly not hopping off my soapbox labeling the run game to return. Now, that is a must, and there is a sense of urgency there to balance out the Hoosier offensive attack, whether it's Mike Majet, Devontae Williams, Tyler Nady, or all of the above, to help jumpstart Devine Redding, who has but one rushing touchdown entering week number 8 tomorrow. The offensive line needs to open holes, sustain blocks, knock out these foolish penalties. Dan Feeney's second game back, and we expect Dan to play full-time from those concussion problems. That's certainly a check plus there. Quarterback Richard Lego needs to get dialed back in. I tell you, Maryland is no step over. They've picked off only 4 balls, but they have recorded 19 sacks on the air. That's 7 more than Indiana's defensive unit. And defensive coordinator Tom Allen wants the return of those takeaways. We haven't had one in 8 quarters. Don't have to throw the ball 59 times to win Saturday. Return the balance with a run. And, you know, this run attack has been void of 100 total yards in this 3-game losing streak. Let's see it return. Maryland loves the rush. Freshman of the week in the Big Ten, Lorenzo Harrison. Guy's averaging over 7.5 yards a rush. Contain him. Deny what they like to do. Return what's been lacking for the Hoosiers, and they win this one. 3:30 tomorrow at Memorial Stadium, basked in sunshine. Well, number one for the first time in 43 years, the men's swimming and diving team down in Lexington to take on Tennessee and Kentucky to kick off a huge Indiana work week sports-wise, Lily King and Blake Peroni. Earlier this week, the Big Ten Swimmers of the Week, the women, by the way, are ranked 12th. This will be a double duel with the Volunteers and the Wildcats. Huge weekend for the field hockey crew of Amanda Janney, but boy, is this schedule loaded. They play 6th-ranked Penn State tonight out of State College and then go to Syracuse to take on the number 2-ranked Orange on Sunday afternoon. Volleyball, huge weekend for Sherry Dunbar Cruzan's crew. They tackle a couple of ranked teams, but about the entire league is ranked. Michigan State is 15th. Michigan is 13th. Now we talk RPI. Indiana still has an outside chance. Their RPI is 58. They've won 14 games. Michigan State comes in with an RPI of 14. They're 17-5. Michigan's RPI is 6. They're 18-4. Upset both, one of the two. That enhances the RPI and will live to play on and hopefully hope for the best, because there is no Big Ten tournament in volleyball. Elsewhere, we have the cross-country championship Sunday and up. 4 grabs will be the Indiana Governor's Cup liking. Hopefully 2 full points for the men and women of Ron Helmer. The women's 6K goes at 11. The men will race 8 kilometers at noon. And again, Jason Chris leading Indiana's men. He was 6th a year ago and received all Big Ten honors. And Michigan will be the defending champion again for the men. Penn State for the women. The best of luck to Ron Helmer's crew. And we look at soccer. Huge weekend for the men. Well, Tanner Thompson dialed back in. First hat trick in 4 years the other night as Indiana exploded with that 5-0 win over St. Louis. And now Seniors Day out on the pitch, the Yeagley pitch at Armstrong Sunday at 1 against Michigan State, who comes in ranked 13th nationally for the 5th-ranked Hoosiers. And the women win in advance. It's first Big Ten tournament appearance in 3 years, despite losing the other night to Michigan. Now they tackle the top seed in the tournament, Minnesota, Sunday afternoon at 3 o'clock. So a huge weekend for Amy Burberry's crew, but a nice effort getting into the big tournament for the first time in 3 years. High school football, North-South tonight, mix it up, sectional semifinal. Conversation with both coaches, Chalk Talk at 6:30. John Callahan joins me for the kickoff at 7. from Martin Memorial. Ought to have a huge crowd on a beautiful night here late October. And the best to our cross-country runners tomorrow, North South and Austin Haskett of Edgewood. Girls go at 1, boys at 1:45. It's the state cross-country track and cross-country championships out at the Laverne Gibson course in Terre Haute. Don't forget Indiana Sports Talk following our game tonight here on the airwaves.
Well, that's all we've got to talk about on Monday morning, so that's a very, very busy weekend. We'll throw in the Cubs. We'll throw in the Colts. We'll throw in high school football, as you mentioned. We'll throw in college football tomorrow night. Nebraska and Wisconsin, a pair of top 10 teams. 6:30 pregame there. Triple header of NFL. Colts the sandwich game there at 1. Hosting the Chargers, Joe Dante Moncrief's going to be back. Andrew Luck gets some of his toys to play with on the offensive side of the ball. That should help. Hopefully the Colts can keep some momentum going after their win in Tennessee last week. But it's World Series time. Kyle Schwarber has not been cleared to play the field in Chicago, so he will function as a pinch hitter only through these three games because of doctor's orders, not anything else. Games 3, 4, and 5, you'll get all three of them in Chicago tonight, tomorrow, and Sunday. First pitch all 8:08.
Yep. Looking forward to seeing some of it anyway.
Exactly right. And I'm looking forward to watching a little bit of the Pacers tonight as well. They're in Brooklyn to take on the Nets. Miles Turner blew up to open the season. He had 30-16-4 blocks against the Dallas Mavericks as the Pacers won. Get this, Joe. The Pacers win in overtime on Wednesday. They had 9 overtime games last season and won one of them. They are now 1-0 in the first game of the season this year, so that record will get better.
And Yogi still with the Nets?
He did not make the final roster for that. Troy did with Memphis, so we'll keep an eye there. And then the Pacers into Chicago, into the Hornets' nest on Saturday night to take on the Bulls there in an early Central Division matchup. So busy weekend. Enjoy it. Bring your suntan lotion to the stadium tomorrow. You'll have your window open, I know that. And let's hope the Hoosiers can get it figured out. Offensively, Joe, you got to see a better start. It's been, we talked about that on Wednesday night. The Michigan State game, 0 points at halftime. The Ohio State game got the late touchdown to get you some points there. Nebraska, 17-0. Northwestern, 21-3. Let's get, we're going to see a better start tomorrow on positive.
I'd like to see a change there, playing from ahead rather than behind. And when it's all said and done, fly that doggone victory flag. It's been a while.
That's right. And warm weather should help with the big crowd. Halloween, people will be crazy, so it should be fun. We'll get caught up on Monday morning to review it all.
All righty. Have a great weekend, guys.
Thanks. You too, Joe.
Joe Smith, 7:45, 8:45, big show Friday.